Hey, Liv, I know you love the Jonas Brothers. Real quick, though, who is the hottest Jonas Brother in your opinion?
Honestly, it always used to be Nick, but now it's pretty hard because they're all pretty freaking smoking. So I would say, though, still it's between Joe and Nick.
Isn't there one that's kind of like the ugly one out of the three that everybody's like, okay. Oh, yeah, who?
Kevin,
but he has had the glow up of a lifetime. He's now like attractive.
Wow.
Who's the bonus Jonas? There was a bonus
that's
Jonas.
Frankie.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Who?
There's a bonus Jonas.
It's their younger.
But wait, there's more.
There's four Jonas brothers actually, and their younger brother Frankie. I don't know if he was like a mistake or what, because he's like significantly younger.
You mean an accident?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Mistake, accident, kind of same thing, but. He's significantly younger than them, but he's hilarious if you follow him on Twitter.
Isn't there a big age gap between you and your three sisters?
Not that big.
Really?
Yeah. There's like, they're all like 1.5 years apart from each other, or like 2 years apart from each other. And me and my sister are like a tiny bit over 3 years apart from each other.
Oh, okay.
So not that big.
Sounds like a mistake.
No, my mom definitely wasn't like thrilled when she found out she was having me.
And that still continues to
this
day.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, and she's still not. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's probably why she feels so guilty. That's probably why I'm the favorite.
Let's get into it. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Valedictorian comes out during a graduation speech. This must have been interesting for everybody involved with this one. During his commencement ceremony speech at Brigham Young University, a school of Mormon church, valedictorian Matt Easton opened up about his sexuality. So he's just doing his thing, talking to a huge crowd of 10,000 people. And
that I'm coming to terms not with who I thought I should be, but who the Lord has made me. As such, I stand before my family, friends, and graduating class today to say that I am proud to be a gay son of God.
It seems like just the people nearby were cheering. Now, Porkchop, I hate to put you on the spot as the person that kind of represents everybody, but would you have the courage to do that? I mean, obviously you wouldn't have been your valedictorian in high school, but just kidding. I mean, that's got to be tough, right? 10,000 people?
I mean, I
especially
feel like,
in like church, like it's like, that's like, wait, you're what?
The reason I'm laughing is because it's like 2019.
It's so, not that big of a deal anymore?
Right. I mean, no, it is, but I mean, I don't know.
Do you think he should have not done that there? Do you think that was the wrong place for the ceremony?
No, I think, I don't know. I think it's funny for some reason.
I think it took a little bit away from his academic achievements, and he's the valedictorian, so he kind of represents the entire class, but kind of made the speech about him. I mean, I would say that would be the one criticism that he might be getting.
Right.
I can see that, but also I wonder if he could use that platform, because he gets to speak in front of everybody. If people do have thoughts like, oh, gay, it's so bad. It's like, look, I'm just like the same person. Look at all the great things I've done.
I think that anytime anyone accepts an award, if it's a Grammy, if it's an Oscar, whatever it may be, they always kind of talk about something that's personal to them. And I think it just like humanizes them. And I think that it shows that, like, you know, even though like I am a valedictorian, there has been a secret that like I have been keeping in. You know, I haven't been fully honest, and I'm going to be honest, and this is my platform, so I'm going to use it the way I want to. He's the one that earned the spot, so he can talk about whatever he wants up there, frankly.
And you know what actually did stick out to me? I like that he said, like, he said whatever he said, and he was like, I'm a gay man, and I'm a child of God. Because, you know, people are so quick to just, I don't know. In my opinion, you know, everyone should be treated the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not.
Well, God's number one rule is treating other people with love and respect, and treating others like they're your brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you believe that everyone is your brother and sister in Christ, it doesn't matter if they're gay, straight, a murderer, not a murderer. They're still your brother. Not what I'm saying is that, like, it doesn't matter.
Sorry, that was not meant to be played. That was an
but
accident.
But like, it doesn't matter whatever you are. Not saying that.
What if you don't like your brother? Like, if you don't like your brother or sister?
Even if you don't like them, you still have to have love for them and respect for them, Joseph.
No, I don't want to. All right, Avengers breaking all kinds of records. We've been talking about that Endgame, but apparently it's sending people to the hospital and not for getting their butt kicked for speaking out loud and giving away spoilers. A 21-year-old woman in China cried so much watching Avengers Endgame that she had to be, I'm not kidding, rushed to the hospital.
Is this movie sad?
I don't want to give it away, but I don't know anything. I assume some characters die, maybe. I don't know.
I'm you saw it, right, Liv?
I'm seeing it tonight, but everyone died in the one before this movie. Like, everyone basically died in the one before this movie.
Well, thanks, spoiler alert.
But I will say, I do know people, I have heard people crying at the end of it. And okay. It's supposed to wrap everything up.
During the closing scenes, as you just mentioned, Liv, her hands went numb. She had chest pains and she had difficulty breathing. She was then rushed to the hospital where she was given oxygen to settle down her breathing. The hospital staff also calmed her down with some kind words before she was released. That's insane to me. Like, that's, I don't know if that's being a little overdramatic, but I'm glad she's doing okay. I'm not really vegan. Has anybody tried to go vegan before?
Never.
On the show?
I'm like,
not at all.
I'm halfway there.
Okay. Well, it looks
I'm not ever going to be because I like meat, but.
Well, it looks like Liv and me might be the only ones that are going to be going vegan here. At least I'm going to try to. Burger King's test of vegan Whoppers went so well that they're going to start putting them across the country on a national level. According to Burger King, the plant-based burger is actually really appealing to guests, and they're saying that people are actually trying it.
Wow.
I'm surprised because I haven't tried a bunch of, I've never tried a bunch of meat replacement things, but they're saying this is so good that even people that I guess they say they love to eat Whoppers, they have a hard time telling the difference between the Impossible Whopper and this actual their Whopper they normally have.
I kid you not, one of the best burgers I ever had in my life was a beet burger.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
No, it tasted just like meat. It tasted just like meat. It was so good.
I think it probably tasted a little like self-loathing.
Gross. Disgusting.
Hey, Joe, can I save that as a drop? Liv twice in a row saying it tasted just like meat.
Yes. Hold on. Say it again, Liv, with no sound.
It tasted like beets.
All right. Well, you can figure a way to save that and make it work. Okay. I can never say this guy's name right, but it's incredible what he's been doing. James, I believe it's Holzhauer. He just won his 18th game Monday night when it comes to Jeopardy. This dude is a boss. 18 in a row he's won now. But it was a close game. He won by $18. This was the clue. I want to see if you guys can actually answer it. It says, the oldest of these businesses, Booster Groups, formed in... Is it Marcelli in 1599 using D instead of in the name? It's a type of business thing. It was formed back in 1599, the oldest one of these businesses. They're everywhere, all across the country. Every city has one, probably. Every state has tons of them. Almost every city probably has one.
You're
running out of time.
Verizon. I don't even get the question. There are words in the question I didn't even understand.
Well, hey, I don't work on Jeopardy. The answer is Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
Way back in the day. Yeah, the guy won $54,000, and I was tripping at first. I'm like, what's his name, Alex? The guy that almost beat him was Adam, it looked like Adam Levine, but it was Adam Levin. I'm like, Adam Levine's on the show? Holy crap.
Wait, Liv's guess was Verizon. You said it started in the 1500s?
Yes, I guess you're the one paying attention to that.
There were no phones, Liv.
But remember, the phone started way earlier than you thought. I thought, the bell guy.
You are so dumb.
No, the bell guy.
You are really dumb. For real.
Didn't the bell guy, didn't he first start with Morse code?
Alexander Graham Bell. And yeah. No, Morse code is first started by Morse.
Oh, well, whatever. Some are good at history, some are good at math. I'm not good at history.
Okay, and speaking of your history, Ancestry.com just announced they're going to be updating their results. Has anybody done that? I did Ancestry.
No.
I don't care.
You don't care about your history, who your family is?
The only thing that the only reason I would do that for is to see if I have any serial killers in my family, because...
You would love that. You'd be so turned on.
It's just that I would want them to be caught. There's a lot of, uncaptured people, 23andMe is how the Golden State Killer got found.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, you would interview him on Murder Monday.
Yeah, well, I would want to know, if I've got somebody that I could help catch, I want to help do that.
They announced they're going to be updating their results because now they have more data so there could be more accurate pinpointing people's DNA. A lot of people, including myself, I was always told that I was Polish and my great aunts and great uncles, so that I know we're from Poland. It's how am I not more Polish? I mean, unless I was adopted or something, but they're saying that this is going to probably change a lot of people's identities, what they thought they had. They might be more accurate, so we'll find out.
No, I think that those things, I do like that they can help discover and capture really bad people that have not been caught yet, but also think about how that can be used not for good. the government or these organizations having your DNA.
Oh, God.
It's all of this stuff. Think about it. All of this stuff.
Do you think Alex would be killed in a mysterious way, or will she just live a long
life? No, I'm the only one that would live, because I'm the only one that has my eyes woke.
I have already decided that if we were all put back in caveman time, Alex would die on her paranoia.
You guys are kidding me.
On your paranoia.
I'm the only one that would live, because I have, there is a dangerous amount of paranoia, and then there's a healthy amount, and I've got the healthy amount because I'm aware and alert. Yes.
Girl, okay, you've got the dangerous amount.
You do. It's cool, though. We're not going to change your mind.
That's absolutely
true. We're never going to change your mind. She let Alex be. She's got her own little quirks, which make her Alex.
Every single time we talk about this, I always get tons of messages from people saying, you are
right.
Oh,
God, there's not crazy people out there that unify together. Never seen that before on the internet. And finally, the best news ever, Crocs is going to be teaming up with a company called Beams for a special edition with miniature fanny packs attached to the heels.
No.
They're only $53. I want it now.
What?
You don't need that.
It's Crocs, the shoes.
No, I know, but a fanny pack attached
mini,
to a
mini.
Shoe?
It's just like a little mini storage unit. It's going to be perfect.
What are you going to put in there?
Money.
What can
your
in
ID.
There? You cannot fit an ID in that if it's
you
that,
wanna live,
that small.
You are so negative sometimes, I feel like you're missing
Sorry.
Out on life. I really do. All right. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.